This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Army spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said on Wednesday Israeli forces had achieved tactical control over the Philadelphia corridor that runs along the border between the Gaza Strip and Egypt. He said the Philadelphia corridor serves as Hamas's pipeline through which Hamas engaged in smuggling in Gaza Strip on a regular basis. A video released by the Israeli Army is said to show Army operations in Rafah. Other military officials said the Israeli military's operations in the Rafah area has in 10 days discovered 20 tunnels that cross into Egypt, and this information was passed on to Egypt. An American drone is reportedly grounded in Yemen. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Another U.S. military MQ-9 Reaper drone has gone down in Yemen. That's according to images posted online on Wednesday. It wasn't immediately clear what brought down the drone, but the military's central command has acknowledged seeing reports of the aircraft being downed in a desert region of Yemen's central Marib province. The downing comes as Yemen's Houthi rebels continue their attacks on shipping around the Red Sea over the Israel-Hamas war. Authorities in Marib, which remains held by allies of Yemen's exiled government, did not immediately acknowledge the drone, nor did the Houthis, who previously have shot down MQ-9s amid the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States is wary of a new UN resolution on the war in Gaza, its deputy ambassador said on Wednesday, as the draft seeks an immediate ceasefire and a halt to Israel's offensive in Rafah. Algeria called an urgent UN Security Council meeting on Tuesday after an Israeli strike killed 45 people at a tent camp in Rafah for displaced people on Sunday. This is VOA News. Jurors in Donald Trump's hush money trial finished their first day of closed-door deliberations on Wednesday without reaching a verdict that would decide the fate of the only U.S. president to be charged with a crime. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Trump is charged with falsifying business documents to cover up a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels shortly before the 2016 presidential election. He has pleaded not guilty and denies wrongdoing. Justice Juan Merchan instructed the 12 jurors and six alternates not to rely solely on the testimony of star witness Michael Cohen, who said he paid $130,000 out of his own pocket to prevent Daniels from telling voters about an alleged sexual encounter with Trump. Cohen said Trump approved the payoff. Any verdict requires unanimous agreement by all jurors, and the judge will declare a mistrial if they are unable to all agree.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday Russia was still trying to disrupt next month's World Peace Summit devoted to the conflict with Russia and was putting pressure on countries to stay away from gathering. Zelensky wants the summit, scheduled for June 15th and 16th in Switzerland, to produce a front to exert pressure on Russia and advance his peace formula, which calls for the withdrawal of Russian troops and the restoration of Ukraine's 1991 borders. Non-governmental organizations in Georgia who receive donations from abroad are worried about a contentious new law. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
The bill triggered a major political crisis in Georgia, the biggest protest since independence from the Soviet Union in 1991 and condemnation from the West. It requires organizations receiving more than 20% of their funding from overseas to register as foreign agents and introduces punitive fines for violations. The Georgian government says the new law would protect Georgian sovereignty and promote transparency, but many non-governmental organizations fear it will hamper and prevent their work.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Sudan's army on Wednesday rejected a call to return to peace talks with the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces following a conversation between General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Thousands of people have been killed and more than 9 million have fled their homes in the war between the army and RSF that erupted in April 2023 over a transition to free elections. Intense fighting continued in northern areas of the capital, Khartoum, on Wednesday, with residents reporting heavy aerial bombing and artillery fire. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.